It also owns Yes Solutions, a large provider of creative, media, and operational services. A partnership between Bertelsmann and Time Warner in 2002 produced Bookspan, the parent organization of Doubleday Entertainment, which directs the world's largest book clubs, including Arvato, Book of the Month Club, Black Expressions, Children's Book of the Month Club, Behavioral Science Book Club, Computer Books Direct, Architects and Designers Book Service, Country Homes and Gardens, Crafter's Choice, Discovery Channel Book Club, Doubleday Book Club, History Book Club, Intermediate and Middle Grades Book Club, The Literary Guild, The Military Book Club, Mystery Guild, Primary Teachers Book Club, Scientific American Book Club, Science Fiction Book Club, and various foreign book clubs. In 2007, Direct Group Bertelsmann acquired a 50% share of the Bookspan partnership. Not publicly listed, Bertie, as Bertelsmann is sometimes called, is 76.9% owned by the Bertelsmann Foundation, created by the German Bertelsmann and Mohn families. The remaining 23.1% ownership resides with the Mohns. Heinrich Mohn, chief of Bertelsmann House from 1921 onward, was a member of a patrons group sponsoring the Nazi SS. During wartime, Bertelsmann had close ties to Goebbels' Reich Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda and published 19 million books, which made it the largest publisher for the German army, according to the Independent Historical Commission for Investigating the History of Bertelsmann House during the Third Reich, IHC, a group created in Britain in the late 1990s. In announcing the group's findings in 2002, Chairman Saul Friedlander, an Israeli historian, said Bertelsmann published a variety of papers and books that clearly had anti-Jewish bias. The group also found that Bertelsmann made indirect use of slave labor in some occupied countries. The IHC found that Bertelsmann particularly targeted wartime propaganda toward youngsters, with series like Exciting Stories and The Christmas Book of the Hitler Youth. Bertelsmann's history came under scrutiny in 1998 when the company took over Random House, the largest book publisher in the United States.